Blog Talk Radio. comes up.
Yeah, well, he was on that, but
that promotion.
I think this might even be on. But anyway, it was a page, but I don't know. I'm looking down at the bottom here, but I don't see it. Home page.
Let's talk radio. You gotta pull.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, my husband did this.
Okay. Prime schedule. Okay, I'm not sure if we're on or not today. I'm hoping that we're connected here. But anyway, let me see. Yes, peace and blessings to everyone. And I'm trying to see if you guys can hear me, because I'm not 100% sure. Having some technical problems here right now, but I'm hoping that we can get this taken care of shortly. But anyway, what's happening right now is we're trying to see if we can have a conversation, and if everything will start to open up here. And unfortunately, we're having some serious problem with, you know, the technical problem right now. But anyway, hang in there for a moment if you're on the line with us now, and we'll be on in a moment, and we'll see what we can do to get started. But yeah, if you can hold on for a moment and we'll see what we can do, because I'm just not sure why this is not working here. But hold on and we'll see. You can hear me? Oh, okay. Okay, great. I just got confirmation that, you know, I can be heard, which is good, and I'm glad to see that the volume of things are coming through right now so you guys can hear what I'm saying. All right, but anyway, here we go. You know, peace and blessings to everyone, and I just wanted to say that I'm really glad to see that, you know, some great and wonderful things are coming through, and, you know, God is still in the blessing business, and a lot of people may feel that he's not, because, you know, they're stuck in poverty and different serious problems are, you know, surrounding them right now. And trust me, we all have gone through that at one time or another, including myself. You know, I've, you know, been in the gutter of poverty before, and this is not a situation that I've never experienced, even though, I don't know if any of you know this or not, but, you know, I was born into a, you know, real estate family business where my grandfather, you know, had started our real estate business that was the oldest black real estate business in the state of New York. And I was really glad to see that, you know, he was someone that, you know, was not a quitter. He was someone that, you know, continued to, you know, ask these people and actually tell these people that, you know, there's no reason why, being that he was in real estate for years, why he couldn't get his business registered in the state of New York. But the only problem was, at that time, you had racism, a wall of racism that was so strict and hard to deal with that, you know, they didn't even want you coming into a restaurant. They didn't want you coming into, you know, their schools. They didn't want you even sit on their toilet, you know, let alone anything else as far as doing business or anything. And unfortunately, what happened with all of that was that, you know, it became a situation where, you know, he just kept going back and forth with them, and he didn't give up. He didn't give up. And he finally convinced them to allow his business to be registered. And that was in the 20s, you know. That was about 24, 26 when they did get his business, you know, the ability to be registered in the state of New York. And he was the first black business to be registered, you know, and which is was a great thing. But the beautiful thing about it, he wasn't a quitter. And that's what I'm saying to you guys as well. Even though you may be looking at a brick wall that's, you know, stopping you from being able to make your way, don't quit because of that. Keep moving. Keep knowing that you can make things happen, but you have to believe that you can make it happen. Even though you're dealing with some hardships, you know, which he was dealing with at that time. Because at that time, they weren't allowing no black people around the country to register their businesses. And because he kept at it, going back like, hey, I'm a human being just like you guys are. Why the heck? Because I'm in a real estate that you guys, you know, are telling me that I don't deserve to register my business. He said, that doesn't make any sense. You guys are, you know, acting crazy, man. Why can't I register my business, you know? And he kept going back to him saying that, even though they kept on telling him, no, we're not doing that. But finally, one of them said, you know what? He's right. You know, he should have the right to do this too. Let me speak to the director here and see what can happen. And he spoke with him, and the guy said, okay, we'll let him do it. But, you know, we're not letting all of them do it. We'll just let him do it, and that's it. And that's what happened. They let my grandfather's business get registered, you know, in the state of New York. And I was really very thankful on that. Number one, that he wasn't, that he was someone that didn't feel that, you know, the oppression and the racism that is focused on our people, we don't have to give in to that. You know, and that's the thing. So many of us give in to the racism and just say, okay, we just got to accept it. And this is what they want us to do. And this is how they want to take advantage of us. So we just got to accept this. And we don't have to do that. We can definitely focus on trying to do the best we can to overcome a lot of the different problems that have been facing us. Whether it's financial problems, whether it's educational problems, a number of different things that are out here. But the main thing that we have to do is not be a quitter. We have to be someone that is determined to overcome the different problems that, you know, we are facing today. And once we can come together in unity as well, that creates an opportunity for a new community as well. And that's what we need to look at, because the bottom line is that, you know, when a people come together in unity to help one another, to be a blessing to one another, then what ends up happening is that we can really start to see a way to make things truly, truly change and to improve that situation. But if we're going to give in and just say, forget it, man, ain't nothing we could do about this, and that's a lie. You can do things about it. But if you don't step up to the plate and at least try to see what you can do to bring about some positive change, then guess what? That change will not come about. But if you are going to focus on what you can do to bring about change in your life, and to free yourself from poverty, to free yourself from racism and negativity, then you can do that. But you have to keep your mind up on high. And that's one of the things that's very important, because once we start to do those kind of things, that's when we can start to see a brand new reality. And what I would like to do is to really start to make our way to see that brighter day where we can overcome a lot of the negative things that we're confronting today in our lives. But the only way these things can be done is if we start to see a true reality coming through for you and me. And that can really happen. But the bottom line is we really do need to see that that is something that can really come about. But the problem is, you know, we've been taught to see ourselves from a limited perspective. We've been taught to feel that, you know, these things can't come about. But forget all of that negativity. Don't focus on that. Focus on what you can really and truly do. Because once you start focusing on the fact that you know you can make it if you try. I don't know if you ever heard that song. You can make it if you try. Dun, dun, dun. And that was a really powerful song, a positive song. And that's another thing that we need to do, be able to bring positive music back into our community to inspire our people, to uplift our people, to really give our people pride and feelings of, you know, ability to make success and prosperity a part of their lives. But as long as we are focused on the down and out that we can never do this, we'll never do that, then that's what we're going to get. But once we start to really see things from another perspective, and that perspective is knowing for a fact that wonderful and great things can start to come about, all we have to do is really know beyond a shadow of a doubt that through our ability to really keep our mind up on high, through our alliance with God in Christ or with Allah or Lord Jehovah, whichever one you're dealing with, or as the Rastafarians are saying as well, you know, we can all come together and try to see what we can do to really turn the negativity that we are confronted with totally around. But you have to be a person who is not a quitter. You have to see yourself as a winner. And when you can do something like that, that's when you can really make it happen. Because, you know, I had mentioned once before, you know, in high school, teaching the kids in high school with our meditation program that we had, you know, there was one gentleman that was a track runner. And unfortunately, he was a track loser because he kept on saying, you know, he couldn't win any of these races. And he kept feeling very, you know, sad about seeing the negative situation that he was caught up in, because he was on the way to just saying, forget it, man. I keep losing these races and this stuff ain't working. I'm getting ready to call it a day and get the heck out of this. And the good thing about it was that he did, you know, hear about our program for the meditation. And what ended up coming out of that was that he did come to a point where he was saying, you know what, you know, yeah, maybe I should just check into this because it might be an opportunity where it might be something that, you know, we could really do and, you know, might just work out for us. And that's basically what he did. He, you know, got in touch with us. He came to one of our beginning classes, and, you know, he told me about his situation and how, you know, he kept losing, you know, these races, and he was even thinking about just calling it a day with it. But he was wondering whether the meditation program that we had could actually help him. And what ended up happening from there was that we actually had him, you know, come and get involved with it, because he asked, well, did he think it could work? And I said, yeah, definitely it can work, but it all depends on how serious you are about making a commitment to try to keep, to have it work. Because with the meditation, if you're going to do a meditation once a month, you know, every week you're going to do maybe one or something like that, I said, this is not really going to work for you. But if you're going to do the meditation, the affirmations, and really start to refocus your mind from being a loser to being a winner, that's when you're going to start to see, you know, a new reality come about. And that's what is so very important, being able to really start to see that you have the ability to really bring about a new reality in your life. But you have to see things from not the negative perspective, positive mindset that you have within you. And once you start seeing it from that perspective, that's when things are going to really start to work. But anyway, what happened with him, you know, we were telling him that in the morning when you first wake up, you should try to see if you could wake up at least a half an hour earlier than you normally do, so that you could at least put a half an hour into the meditation, you know, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, and focus on seeing yourself as a winner, see yourself as someone that can make great accomplishments, start to believe that you can really be someone that can accomplish great and wonderful things in your life. And don't see yourself as a loser. Don't see yourself as being incapable. Don't see yourself as someone that should just call it a day and say, forget it. I just need to accept poverty. I need to accept being a loser. And hey, that's just my life. No, you are not that. You are a winner, but you have to believe it in order to receive it. And that's what we told him. And some of the affirmations we gave him were very powerful. But anyway, with the meditation piece, we told him in the morning when you first wake up, visualize and see yourself as that winner. We said, see yourself as someone that can really accomplish great and wonderful things in your life. And by you doing that and really start to seeing yourself actually opening your mind, opening your heart to knowing that you can accomplish great and wonderful things in your life, then basically that's what's going to come about. You're going to be able to do that. So I was really glad to see that he was taking it serious. You know, he wasn't joking around with it and just doing one meditation a week or, you know, one every month or something, you know, like that. Because if you're not really going to do it every day, it's not going to really have as powerful an impact as it could and should for you. And that was basically the situation. He did do the morning meditation. He did do the evening meditation. And the evening meditation was the one before you go to bed, you do a half an hour or 20 minutes where you're meditating on, again, seeing yourself as a winner. And even if you had some, you know, negative things that happened to you that day, you overlooked that and you just erase all of that negativity from your mind and from your heart and start to see that, hey, even though this happened and that happened, guess what? I still believe that I could be a winner. I still believe that this can happen and that can happen. And I know that we can make it happen. And that was the thing that was very important, because when you really take your mind out of the negative mindset and you really start to see yourself as a true winner, not a loser, but as a winner, that's when you can really start to see some very powerful things happening for thee. You know, and these are things that I really wanted to... The computer is down. So I need you to come through. So anyway, what I wanted to, you know, say to you is that these were things that we showed him. And we also gave him some affirmations that were utilized, you know, throughout the day when he got a chance. Of course, you can't say it while you're in the classroom with your teacher and other students. But when, you know, he had a chance, whether he was going home on his way, you know, back to his house, or whether he was, you know, just in his house watching television or something, just instead of just staying stuck on television, just take a few minutes where you could do an affirmation for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes or 20 minutes. But the bottom line was, the good thing about it, he, you know, he's really stuck with it and tried to see what he could do with it, you know. You know, it's the pain. All you have to do is see if you can do the thing. So basically, what's happening is that, you know, with him really coming back into seeing what he could do, you know, he started to really focus on all of this. And his, you know, he was even saying that doing the affirmations was really helping him to re-strengthen his mind to see things from a positive perspective. And I was really glad to hear him saying that, you know, he was, you know, taking things serious. And the funny thing about it was, like, 2 or 3 weeks after he started getting into the program, he came back to me one day. He said, Mr. Bridges, guess what? I said, what? He said, man, I just won, you know, 3 races here, man. This thing is really working. I was like, what? You really won? I said, that's good, man. I'm really glad to hear that. He said, yeah, man, I'm really glad because this is something I've been wanting to do for a long time, but I just couldn't never do it. But now I can see it. Yeah, I can be that winner. I can be that winner. So I was really glad to see that he took it serious. He started to visualize himself as a winner, and he became a winner. He started using the affirmations that claim you are a winner, and he started to be that winner. And that was a really great and wonderful thing. And the bottom line is, it wasn't just him as an exceptional type of person, but it can happen to any one of us. But the bottom line is, using the spiritual tools that can reprogram your mind from negativity to positivity, and that you can really start to feel within your heart and mind that you are a winner, and that can really bring about some positive change in your life. And one of the big problems is that because we don't know anything about these different tools that we could use to reprogram our mind, a lot of us are just stuck in poverty consciousness, seeing ourselves as for the rest of our lives as just being stuck in poverty and never going to be able to come out. And that's a lie. You can come out. But the bottom line is, you have to at least be able to acknowledge that that's something that you can do. Because if you're going to see yourself as a prisoner or a slave of poverty, then basically that's what you're going to be. But you don't have to be that. The choice is up to you on whether you want to free yourself or whether you want to stay stuck in it. And all I'm saying to you is that you don't have to stay stuck in it. You definitely can free yourself and come out of it. But the bottom line is, you have to believe it in order to receive it. You have to start taking yourself out of the negative mindset and bringing yourself into the positive mindset. And if you're going to do that, you're going to start to see a great opportunity to truly be free. And these are things that, you know, we're going to have a program to start to teach again with this, not only for the youth, but for adults as well. And that's why I'm saying that things can really work out well for our people. But without positive programs that can be there in our community, you know, to help our people to be set free, then that's when, unfortunately, a lot of our people are stuck in negative thinking. And negative thinking does not help you come out of your situation. It keeps you a prisoner of your situation. And that's one of the reasons why we have to stop saying, woe is me, and I'm never going to be able to be set free, and, you know, all this kind of crazy stuff. You can be set free, but you have to believe it in order for you to receive it. You don't have to keep thinking from that negative perspective. You can start to think from the positive. Anyway, what ended up happening with this same brother, he started winning a few races, then he started winning a lot of races, and that was great. And then the thing about it was, there was a opportunity where he could have gone to the Olympics, and that was going to be in Russia at that time. And he said, wow, you know, I'm 18, so, you know, I'm supposed to be considered an adult because I'm 18. But the bottom line is, you know, I'm wondering, can I actually, you think I could actually win the Olympics? I said, listen, I said, you have a great potential to be able to do that, definitely. But you have to see it again and believe it and know that you have a great opportunity to do that. So, and look how many races you've been winning lately. You haven't been losing no races. So that's a good sign that this is a possibility for you. But you got to really start to get your mind up on high and start to think that you can make it fly, brother. You can make it happen. Anyway, what ended up happening with him, he went ahead and, you know, tried to see, you know, if he could actually be the winner of the American races here in the United States. And if he came in first place, he would go to Russia as a representative for the United States. Anyway, he did go to some of the races there for that, and he won quite a few. But the bottom line, now it's time for the final. And he went to the finals, and when he went there, he did run the race. And unfortunately, he didn't come in first or second place, but he came in third place. But the bottom line was, the great thing that I really still see him as a great winner was because when I first met him, he was a stone-cold loser. He was somebody that really was, actually, he was getting ready to come out of the tracking of running races because he felt that he could never win any races, you know. He just was incapable of doing it, which was a lie. But that's what he was telling himself because he had lost, you know, races in the past, and he just kept seeing himself as a loser. So that's what he was, a loser in the racing, you know, industry there, or business, you know. And, you know, he wanted to be a track star, but, you know, he just never had that ability to do it. And the reason why was because he just could never see himself as a winner. But then when he reprogrammed his mind and really started to see himself as a winner, that's when he became a winner. And that's why I'm saying to you guys is that you all have the same opportunity to become winners, whether it's to start your own business and to make millions or billions of dollars, whether it's to become a successful person that can really have a great potential to really be a blessing to people in your community by starting a program that can help your community, whether it's an opportunity where you can start to see things from a whole nother perspective. Because the real big problem with all of this is that too many times, you know, we just don't have the proper procedures or programs that can really show us how to come out of the gutter of poverty and of being a loser in life. But the bottom line is we do have programs, and we're going to start to bring those programs into play. And when my program comes up on board, I'm going to let you guys know. And for those that would like to check into it and see what's happening with it, I would be more than glad to share it with you so that you, just like many other people, not only just the youth but adults as well, have truly come out of a lot of the negativity of what they were drowning in and came out on top. And that's the beautiful thing, because we need to take ourselves all the way out of, you know, poverty to the mountaintop of success where we can achieve our very, very best. And we really can. The only thing that stops us from doing it is that we just don't believe it could ever happen. And we don't need to be in that negative mindset. We can be in a positive mindset. And in being so, we'll be able to really be able to achieve the things that we want to do. And the thing about it is, by us coming together in unity and being able to share a lot of these positive opportunities, you know, with one another, is something that could really bring us to a whole nother level of where we are and what we can do. And the big problem with all of this is that, you know, too many times we just, you know, don't see it and don't believe it. And sometimes even when great opportunities come our way, you know, because we're so stuck in poverty consciousness and negative thinking, we say, what? You want me to get in, take what program? Oh, man, that's going to be a waste of time. That's not going to work for me. I know that's not going to, you know, and we don't need to think like that. It can work for you. And you're not a person that has to stay stuck in negative situations. You are a person that can definitely, definitely come out on top and do some great and wonderful things in your life and reach that mountaintop of success where you can achieve your very best. All you have to do is make a commitment in your life where you can start to see a great and wonderful new reality can come about. Start to believe it. Start to use affirmation, visualization, start to really, really start to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, with God's grace and mercy, there's things that can truly come about. So with all these different positive things that you can utilize to really change your life, that's what's going to happen. Your life will change, but it has to start off with you saying, you know what? I'm ready to make some positive change in my life. You know what? I know I can be a winner. I just need to really start to, you know, change my mind from being thinking as a loser. You know, and once I do that, that's when I know for a surety I'm going to be able to make my way all the way, not just half the way or, you know, a few steps along the way, but I'm talking about being able to really, really be a successful winner in life and no longer find myself caught up in the negativity of the past, but being free from that negativity and being able to be truly a person that can achieve great success now. And we all are worthy of it. You know, we've been held back a lot of different ways by different, you know, terms and situations and that have been put out there to keep us back and to keep us down. But even though all of those terrible situations have been out there to hold us back, it doesn't mean that we have to accept that as the excuse on why we should throw in the towel and just say, forget it. You know, because, you know, I've tried a number of times and this has never worked, so forget it, man. I don't even want to waste my time trying, you know. And when we come from that kind of mentality, what ends up happening is nothing works for us. And that's the sadness of it, because it can work for us. The only reason why it doesn't is because we have to convince ourselves and make a commitment that these kind of things can definitely work. But as long as we're going to stay in that gutter of negative thinking, then that's what's going to be our place of where we're going to be, in that gutter of poverty, in that gutter of failing to make things happen. And we don't have to be there. We can definitely rise up out of all that negativity and make our way to the mountaintop of success where we deserve to be so that we can achieve our very best. No question about it. You deserve to be a serious winner in life. And you not only might be able to do it, you will be able to do it. But you just have to make it up in your mind and heart that you are now making a commitment to make it all the way to that mountaintop of success where you can shine brightly in the light of great success and be your very best. You don't have to be a loser anymore. You don't have to dwell and think about the different situations in the past that really were hurtful or negative or failure situations. Dwell on your future success. Keep your vision on you being able to achieve your very best. That's what's important. Not being a failure, not focusing on the negativity of the past. Focus on you being a winner at last. Your time has come. Your day is here to truly be able to raise your consciousness to a higher level of not only knowing you can make it, but truly making it. And by going in that space, you'll be able to really replace all the negativity of the past, and you'll start to see at last that you have the ability to really make things happen. And I am so very, very thankful to see that we as a people can come together and create a new reality. That's it. We can do it. But the only problem is it can't be done if we're not going to start to see things from a different perspective, a whole nother place, a whole nother space in our lives where we can truly make it come about without a doubt. It can really happen. So all I can say at this time is, you know, this is not something that might be able to happen. This is not something that, you know, one day, you know, maybe down the line will happen, you know, and, you know, one day it'll just meet you on the street. It'll meet you on a bus or in a train, or it'll meet you at a friend's house. You need to start to really know that you can magnetically draw to you great success, prosperity, and abundance. And once you start to really focus on that and really see it as something that can really come about, that's when it will come about. But the problem is, if we're going to, you know, stay stuck in our negative state of mind, then that's what's going to come along. Not us being able to really elevate ourselves to higher heights in our state of mind and consciousness, but staying down low is where you're going to go if you're going to keep thinking that. So my whole thing is, you can do it. You can do it. You will do it. You do deserve it. And there's no question about whether these are things that can truly come about or not. They can come about. But in order for them to really come about, where you can really try to see about you bringing these great opportunities all the way to the mountaintop of success, you have to believe that this is something that you can do, and it will be done. It's not even a question of maybe it'll happen or it might happen. You know, it can definitely happen. And like I said, we even had many students that were failures in school, you know, in different subjects that they were dealing with. And the good thing about it was we had the same program where we focused on them becoming students that would get better grades. And beautiful thing about it, a lot of them that were in our program ended up becoming folks that actually could deal with being a great and wonderful and successful person, making some serious, you know, increase in their grades. And a lot of them ended up getting on that A and B honor roll. And I was really glad to see that. But it all goes back to this, you being able to really come out of seeing things from the negative perspective to seeing things in a positive perspective and starting to make your way to that mountaintop of success where you can definitely achieve your very, very best. So right now, what I want to do is to offer Brother at 347-880 to see if he has any words to say, because right now you can definitely come on board and share with us your feelings of what we have said thus far and what you think are some of the things that you know, are important in regards to us coming out of, you know, not just out of being a failure, but someone coming into being a successful person. If you have some feedback on that, on how you feel about what we've talked about thus far, definitely, you know, let us hear what you have to say, my brother.
Yes, greetings and blessings. And I'm very glad this evening that I have an opportunity to express myself. And I'm coming on with the emphasis on the Ethiopian World Federation way of thinking, because the way of thinking in the West has shown us no success. And we have to revolute our ancestors' success. Meaning that we have to be able to respect people when people respect us. Because we are man, sons of God, and we have faith, and we have ingenuity. And our foundation is strong. Because we know our foundation, we can trace it. So at this time with faith, opportunities open. And because you have thinking opportunity, because that you have thought about the things that you want to do and what you should do to make progress for you and your people in a big society like this, where so much opportunities and where so much other people in the world are suffering, we that is in the Ethiopian World Federation see that the black people are suffering more. And we have to go and be able to have situations that when our people are in trouble, we can help them with a grant, with ingenuity, we as in the Ethiopian World Federation. So all the people who are joining in unity with us right now and showing it, we are glad to be in their company. But we're going to keep the ancestors happy by carrying out the bylaws and the community better act association. That means that we going to act better to our brother with unity and love, because if we continue with this peace, we going to kill and fight off the brothers who can fight in the new war. Because the new war is not fighting with guns, it's not fighting with spiritual conditioning. We are that we going to have to convince people to do the right thing. And we, in our community, don't have much. So we have to use our spirituality in bringing our people more out of thinking that is not this is not a level playing field for us. If it was a level playing field, we would be in better positions. So because we're not in a level playing field, we're going to have to teach the man who is in the playing field and on top that we come as his brother. And we come to get the rights, because we haven't had it in so much years. And we provide the economic development for you. For you, in return, give it back to the people who develop it. We are the people of the Ethiopian World Federation, and we are the black people. So we are looking out to choose people, because that people didn't choose us. We want to deal with love first, and love is our guide. And because of love, we don't want no war. We want to show love, and we can develop and make this green production in the world, develop our young people, that the parts that we at, we can have better development association. When I say association, better housing. Where that we have materials that give you fireproof, waterproof, and bulletproof. And we want to introduce it under the Federation. But we have to build from scratch. And then we save the money. And then we save that we can do it here and go other places and do it. So we, as in the people who have a little more experience than some other people, when we talk, the people might say that we don't, why are we talking? Are we not doing it? We did it for other people in the way that they're doing it now. We can get it done for ourselves and our association together in a co-op, and each of us own our own co-op, apartment, house, where we have to work as a team. As the brother just come on and say that, people have to look at all these things that happened in the past. Look at COVID. Look at the war. Look at what's happening. Look how much money they are getting offered to go to go and fight. We did looking for peace, and we had to take all the money and gold out of the kingdom of Ethiopia, because the whole of Africa was called Ethiopia. All the favorite land was Ethiopia. It's the English and the different people trying to change people into what they want to do, because we love everybody. We in America, we love America. We are here. We came here to help and lead our people to the promised land. And we are in a coordination with the highest level foundation in the world, the Ethiopian World Federation. Tell me if anyone them calling themselves a name. They don't have the authority to do that. And we are doing it because we know that the king said something right for us. And the people that try to betray him, they're not going to get up in life, because God is in the midst of everything. And he knows and see what the people that betray him doing, and what we ought to do to bring a betterment of unity in this kind of population, where did everybody have a store, and we don't have no store. We want to open our stores that we can buy and sell to each other, our wholesale. We have the majority people in New York. We don't sell no blankets when the hospital city put them out for bid. We need to make proper offices and get people in coordination that we can get our people making money, that everybody own their house. We have to get in it like all the other people who is in it. They have the majority school teachers. They have the majority everything. We have to get up and start to getting involved with these things, open offices, not to look to bad play anybody, but bringing people in there, really bidding and different things with the city, the state, and the federal government. Because they're buying things, and they're buying them from one set of people. And money can be made to employ our youth and invest in our community. And if they're giving us our rights and we don't know how to take it, somebody going to have to come and say, take it. When the hospital buying anything, they buy them in bulk. We can bid for them and go out in the world and get companies to sell the city to us and sell everything, because we are the people. We run in the city, and there's an opportunity for us to get opportunity in different areas. It's not fast money, but it's investment money, where that we don't purchase and the city don't pay, because they bring the proper quality for them to get, they inspect it and see what the quality is, and we will be able to get opportunities in our community. And so, as the situation coming down to it, we're going to have to bring our brothers and them out, because them young kids going to come out and fight us again, like how in the old, they're saying, all these old men, what they did, they didn't see nothing, they didn't hear nothing, they didn't hear Ian, they didn't hear what he say, and we have to go and cooperate with people that are cooperating with us, and develop something that can stand in the place, because this is world without end, and we're in a good position. We're America, and we're standing with America. We are the Buffalo Soldiers. We come here to help America and help the economies of our people rise up, that we can help develop back Africa, because if they're taking everything out of Africa, all the golds and diamonds and the cobalt for the phones and all the things that they're taking, we're going to have to develop business. We have to think a little bigger. We have to build for ourselves. We're going to things that other people building for us, so you can't do nothing for yourself. You're going to go and buy something there and then know that you can build something like that and make it there. Everything is out there. It's bidding. And so we as a people have to learn that we as a community going to have to stand on our own. We're going to have to stand on our own. And that's why I came to this community. I have four corporations that we operate in from and did operate from. And as I put me down and don't pay me a pick up the next one, because I know it's right. Business is right in a big community like this for our people to go in business. Then you don't have to take nobody prejudice against you. If your product is good, people going to buy it. And so that is why we have commerce as our guide, economic development, and investment from the people, the local people, where that we can rise our consciousness in our community, and that's what they want to see. They want to see individuals join with individuals who did something, doing something, and looking to do something again. And let's check their record. Let's check their record, what they did and what they got back. Not what somebody took from them and they don't go violently and try to take it back. They know that the ancestors have everything for us, and we have to cage ourselves accordingly. Come in unity with your brother. Don't cause no violence in your community. And break down the walls. Open up the doors. The opportunity there for invest. And if you don't invest and do something, invest with people, you can invest your time. What's going to happen? We, all of us, going back and working for the wicked people. And when the wicked people say, okay, we don't want you, you're coming back to me and looking at that. Let's develop now in this situation. So very glad to see that the opportunity come where we have a chance to speak on the radio. And other people can hear me. Maybe one or two might call the host and say that they really want to meet with us and see what investments we have. And what if we're going to do housing, we're going to do commercial property. And if we're going to do something to bring our people in a better position. And the city looking out for us to help them, because all these crazy people in the community, even if you make money and be successful, one day going to come crazy and hurt you. So we need to change our diet. Let the people, we need to go in that kind of food. Everybody want to pick up a soda and drink it. Everybody want to get a bread and eat it. Let's make a good bread, make a good soda, make a good something. We are the inspiration of the truth and the future. We can't continue saying that, oh, they're eating bad and we're not doing nothing to make it, make a change in it. We have to go make a change. We have to go provide our farming. That's why I'm involved on helping publicize farms on my Facebook and on my thing to get people to know that there's an opportunity. Somebody who is not a farmer thinking it, and the person who is a builder can build anything. Okay, think in progress. And you go reach out to people who have something and know how to do something professionally and bring some quality to it. He's not going to keep his own order, like he's conceited. Everything that I say, so he goes. This is not this life. God gives all of us inspiration and quality and goodness in all of us. But we have to help pull it out. We have to help get it out by believing and doing the will. Believing and doing the will is knowing that you have the powers the ancestors gave you. Because that we are the original man, and we have the powers to be able to create things. We create even human beings. And that's how powerful he made us. So let us go in this wartime, and knowing that we can develop in this wartime, give us the opportunity. And the only how we're going to get a nation built within a nation is in the Ethiopian World Federation. We're looking to build in different countries and show them that we can bring unity, not bring slavery. We can bring man together and don't put them in slaves. And they have economic development. Let them do well. Not try to keep down one set and bring up one set and make them have jealousy. And this is what's going on in America. The Jews jealous of the Irish and they're fighting each other. So we know about the Jew war and the Irish war. So we don't have to bring up all them conversations. We don't know all the negativities. And we're coming now to bring reality, if we can get a chance, to build and where we at coming pretty soon. So thank you very much this evening. But I feel with faith we'll be able to move things more more better. And any question anybody have, they can ask me, because I'm a person who answers questions and fix things, fix issues. Thank you very
well,
much.
Well, right now, my brother, I'm glad to say that I'm glad to see that you were able to come on board and join in with us, and I'm glad to see that right now, with a lot of what you had to say, was very positive and very powerful for us to focus on those things, or like you say, of us coming together as black people around the world and starting to really economically try to come together and bring about some financial power and strength with our people. And, you know, there's a number, like you say, a number of different things that we can do together, but we just need to start to deal with that. So whether you're dealing with it as an individual that needs to, you know, come out of the negative mindset of just seeing yourself as a victim of poverty and racism and just staying stuck in that, coming out of that and starting to see yourself as someone that could be set free from all that negativity and also be a person that can be a winner, not a loser. And these are things that are important. And then once you come into that frame of mind of thinking as a winner, then come together with other winners. Like you said, with the Ethiopian World Federation, that is a serious opportunity where folks can come together in that and can really empower one another and help one another. And these are things that can really have a huge impact on our people. But the bottom line is you still have to come out of that negative mindset into the positive mindset so that you can even want to get involved with a positive program. Because if you're thinking negative and you're feeling negative and you're feeling all down and out, you're not going to want to get involved with nothing positive. But that's the whole thing, to know that you can pull yourself out of that gutter of negativity and start to think positive and get involved with positive programs that can change your life and change your community's life and actually change the community of all the people on this planet, because that's what needs to happen as well. Our people need to come together, whether they be purple, green, white, Asian, whatever. The bottom line is we all need to come together as one, because we are one. But the problem is right now there's brick walls of hatred and anger and all kind of crazy stuff going on right now, not just with black and white, you know, or Muslim and Jews, but we're also looking at situations where people have hatred for folks in their families. They have hatred for folks in different tribes and different countries, all kind of different crazy excuses on why people hate one another. But the bottom line is we need to get all of that hatred and negativity and flush it down the toilet and start to create a new reality on planet Earth where we, as our people, start to love and respect one another, and also our family of humanity. Tear down those brick walls of hatred and anger that we have towards one another and start to respect and love and care for one another as well as a people, because we are all one, and that's when our harmony and our opportunity to really be new beginners can really come about, when we can really start to see a new reality come about in this world, where world peace can really be something that we all can experience. Instead of this being, I mean, and this is not for everyone, because if you're wealthy and you're rich, 9 out of 10, you're not going to be experiencing pain and suffering that the majority of people on this planet are experiencing. Because when you don't have enough money for food, when you don't have enough money to pay your rent, when you're stuck out on the street, when you don't have enough income coming in, you know, to your life, it causes a lot of problems. And right now, especially with the situation that we have with, you know, the virus and everything, and how it put a large number of businesses out of business. Not just black businesses, but white businesses went out of business as well. That's right. I'm talking about not just $100,000 businesses that people were making money on, but even white millionaires went out of business, in their business, because of this virus. And it was a terrible thing to see that, you know, so many people's businesses went out of business. And in our community, it had a huger impact because more of our businesses went out of business. But the thing about it is, we can bring our businesses back into business. We just need to come together collectively to see what we can do to help one another and to be a blessing to one another and to come together financially in unity, because this is very important. It's not, you know, something that we should, who cares whether we come together or not. We shouldn't have that kind of negative attitude. We should be thinking about, this is something that is very important for us to do. Because if we can come together in unity and really start to focus on bringing about a new reality in our community, then that's what we can do. But we have to do it not only from a practical perspective, but from a spiritual perspective, from a positive mindset perspective. And if we put these different categories into play, that's when success is definitely going to come our way. But we cannot just sit on the sideline and just keep singing the song, woe is me. We have to stop complaining and start doing things that can really start to improve our lives and change our lives. And in doing this, we can start to really have some great and wonderful things happen for us as a people, because we deserve it. For many years since we met, well, actually, the lie that was told is we came here as a people, as slaves from Africa, and that's not true. Our people had a huge population of Africans here in America before even the so-called Native Americans came here. You know, our people were here. And there, as I mentioned before, there were close to 100 pyramids that were built from, you know, the west part of America to the east part, from California all the way out here to New York area. But the bottom line is that, you know, we were never taught this. This was a secret that we were never supposed to know, that there was a huge population of our people. And the other thing was, they were saying that, you know, when white folks came here, they were in battle with the Native Americans. But the bottom line is that many of these so-called Native American tribes were African tribes, and they fought with our African people to take control of this country, and they never mentioned that either. So there's a lot of unfortunate secrets that are not told to us about the fact that we built pyramids here in the United States that are, you know, spread across this country from the west part of America all the way to the east part, and never even told. The other side of it is that there was a huge population of Africans that were here in this country before the Native Americans came, or before even white folks came here to this country, and that was never told. But the bottom line is that, you know, when we came here as a people hundreds of thousands of years ago, and we built these pyramids, and we actually had cities and towns that we had created, and we were farmers, and we were dealing with a lot of different things, but the bottom line was that these were things that we weren't supposed to know, because they wanted to keep us down low, and knowing that, you know, we never did anything, we never accomplished anything, and all this kind of stuff, and all these so-called lies are lies that, you know, are supposed to keep you in seeing yourself in a negative mindset. But the reality is that, as my brother said earlier, we were the first people on planet Earth, black people. And because we were scattered around, you know, the different nations as a whole, you know, and basically as a whole people, we were there, you know, in large numbers, whether it was here in America, whether it was in South America, of course, in Africa, You know, we even had some in China, in Japan, in other places. And the reason why we had black people in all these different places was because we were the number one people on planet Earth. But we're not supposed to know that. And the bottom line is that we were those people. And the bottom line is that we can truly, as a people, really see what we can do to bring about some real serious positive change once again, because our time has come. This is a time where, you know, we have an opportunity to really bring about some positive change. And again, like I said, not just for our people, but for the world population, because we need to come together in unity with the family of humanity. And as we all come together in oneness and erase all of this negative hatred, these negative lies, and all these negative situations that are trying to keep us divided and conquered, so that those that are in power in the world today can stay in power by not allowing the people of the world, I'm not just talking about our people, but I'm talking about all of our people on planet Earth, to be able to really come together in unity and start to create a new reality where poverty will no longer exist. Health problems will no longer exist. You know, we will not have any more religious hatred towards one another. You know, Jews and Muslims, you know, Christians and, you know, Hebrews or whoever. You know, the bottom line is that, you know, these are things that we don't need to experience, and they don't need to be there. And that's one of the reasons why we as a people can truly, truly turn these negative situations totally around. But the only thing that keeps us down is that we don't believe that we have the ability to do these things. But we truly do. And we have done some great, awesome, and amazing things as our people in the past. But these are things that you're not supposed to know about either, you know. And that's something that we have done, you know, that, you know, really helped out a lot of people, including our own people and other people, you know. And the thing about it is, what we need to focus on once again is coming out of the negative mindset of the past and coming into the positive mindset of what we really want to see come about and focus on, so that we can bring about some positive change in our lives. Financial is important. Spirituality is important. Mentality is important. We really need to see ourselves from a positive mindset, and then we can create a positive reality in our lives. But if we're going to stay stuck in seeing ourselves as losers and those that can never achieve anything great in our lives, then that's what's going to keep us down and out. And I know this society is trying to allow that kind of mentality to continue to exist, but we don't have to accept that negativity. We can change that negativity, forget about what they want us to see ourselves as and what how they want to keep us down and out. We need to start to believe that we can achieve great success. And that comes from a different mindset, because you cannot be wealthy, you cannot achieve financial success in life if you don't even believe you can do it, if you don't believe that you're worthy of it, or that you deserve it. And if you see yourself as a loser that is only worthy of losing things and being down and out, then that's what you're going to get. You're going to go down and out. But you don't have to accept that. You are a winner. And there's no questions about it. But you have to believe it once again in order to receive it. So that mental piece is a very, very important piece, because in order for you to even come into the mindset to be a wealthy or rich person, or even just to be a comfortably financial person, the bottom line is that you have to believe that you can even make it to that point. Because if you just see yourself as someone that has to stay stuck in poverty, then you're not going to come out of poverty. But if you see yourself as a person that can truly come out of poverty and make some great things happen in your life, then guess what? That is what is going to happen. You will definitely, definitely become that person that can truly achieve great success. And all I can say is that just as I was telling you about the track star that went from a cold-hearted loser because he kept on seeing himself as someone that couldn't win any of these races, and then he started to change his mindset by reprogramming his mind into seeing himself as a winner. And he went from a cold-hearted loser to being third in the nation. And even though he didn't become first in the nation, which would have made him incredibly, you know, successful, and he would have went, you know, to the Olympics and the whole nine, I still see him as an incredible winner because, like I said, to become third in the nation to me is no small thing. I see that as a great successful opportunity that he came from a loser with a loser mindset to a winner because he started to see and believe he could become a winner, and that's when he became a winner. And the same thing can happen for all of us, but we just need to start to see ourselves from a different positive mindset perspective. And once we start to see ourselves in that state of mind, that's when great, awesome, and amazing things can come about. Even for spirituality, you first have to come through a mindset of positivity and see yourself in a positive perspective. Then you can raise yourself up spiritually to a higher state of consciousness, to a higher state of mind. And you don't have to be a victim of racism. You don't have to be a victim of poverty. You don't have to be a loser and a non-able achiever in life. You don't have to receive all of that negativity and live in that mindset. All you have to do is see yourself as a winner, and you can become a winner. So anyway, right now, I do have one other person on that I would like to see, if she would like to come on board. And, you know, after hearing her, if she wants to, I'm not sure if she does because normally she's just a listener, but I always give even our listeners an opportunity to be a speaker, you know, if they would like to, because you never know when they're in that mood where they would like to say, hey, yeah, today I wouldn't mind saying something, so I'm glad you did ask me, you know. So, yes, number 111, you have the ability right now, because your mic is open. If you do have anything that you would like to say at this point, you know, feel free to speak and share with us what you feel about what we've been talking about, you know, how we can come together in unity financially, how we can come together in a different mindset, you know, where we're not thinking, you know, negative things, but we're starting to see ourselves in a positive perspective, and how we can even come together in spiritual unity, and how we can bring about positive change as well. All these things can come about, but in order to participate, you have to come out of that negative mindset and want to create that new reality in your life from having a positive way of seeing yourself and a positive way of seeing your future. But anyway, I just want to see what you might have to say if you would like to today, because I know that, again, most of the time you're just a listener, but today, just in case you would like to share with us something that you feel, definitely, you know, feel free to do that. So do you have anything you would like to share at this point? Okay, no problem, 111. No problem. You are a good listener, and that's good to see as well. But anyway, What we're going to do right now is get ready to, because we are, you know, having, you know, just a few minutes left in the ball game here. So what we're going to do is get ready to do a prayer and a meditation, and we're going to see what we can do in regards to using these spiritual tools to really bring about some very awesome and amazing and powerful changes in our lives. Because it's not a question of whether they can. It's just a matter of, do we even want it to happen? Because sometimes we just don't feel that we're worthy enough to allow it to happen. So that's one of the reasons why we don't even want to participate. But the bottom line is, if you really want to utilize some powerful spiritual tools that can really change your mind, change your life, then see what we can do at this point to really be focused on really bringing about a new reality in our lives that can really free us from all the negativity in the past. For now, it can no longer last. Only a new beginning, a new day can come about where a great and wonderful and prosperous life can come into play. But we have to be focused on creating this new day. But anyway, we're going to start off with ourselves doing a prayer, and basically we're going to see what we can do with that. And we got our brother getting ready to come through with doing that, Brother Ron, and we're going to see what we can do, because now we're on our way to a brighter day.
Let's get all heart and mind clear, thinking about the visuality of God, the pleasantness of Him, the Garden of Eden, and the thing that He set upon us, all things that are good, perfect, and beautiful, and all things under your control, your visuality, your mind, and your control. So the Creator, we thank you for all that which is good. We thank you for coming together here. We thank you for the mindset to get in spiritual prayer and get into meditation for a better world. As we gravitate towards good spirit, we gravitate toward good unity, good together. And there's power in togetherness. And as we gather here together tonight, we thank the Creator for all that He has done, all that He's doing, all that He's going to do. We ask for prosperity and peace in the world, and we ask for things in which we need, that we will receive them. And we thank you, Father, for all this opportunity to come together. We thank you for the time of the spiritual experiencing the spiritual unity, and the doing the meditation and the feeling thereof, as we continue to come together and to thought this out very closely. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen and amen. Yes, indeed. So right now, what we're going to do is get ready to get focused on the ability to truly, truly bring about some wonderful things in our lives, some miracles that can truly come about without a doubt. But first, before we go there, we're going to deal with three deep breaths, and then we're going right into the meditation, and we're going to see what we can do to bring about some wonderful and great things. And there's no question about it. We can definitely bring it about, but we have to know that this is what we can do and what we will do. So here we go. Right now, find a comfortable sitting position where you can relax and won't be, you know, disturbed by anyone while you're doing the meditation. And just know that for a surety, this is going to be a new reality. We can definitely make some wonderful and great things come about, but we have to start to see it in order to believe it. So let's start off with our first breath, and then we can take it from there. Okay, breathe in deep. all peace, calm, and total relaxation. Breathe out all stress, anxiety, and total tension. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Yes, indeed. Get rid of all of that negativity. Just let it go. And let that total relaxation from the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet, let yourself feel totally relaxed and totally free of all that negative anxiety and negative energy. Just let it go. Next, let us focus on our next breath. Here we go. Breathe in deep. The actual knowingness and confidence and faith in ourselves and in God that we have the ability to turn our lives around. And let us now breathe out all doubt, all fear, all negative thoughts that try to appear. Just cast them out and keep your mind up on high. Not thinking down low, but thinking positive, for you to know that we can truly make it. We do not need to experience any of this negativity anymore. All we have to do is allow ourselves to rise up through the door of spiritual success and know that we can truly achieve great, awesome, and amazing things in our lives. There are times when things look like, you know, nothing can ever really help us. But you know what? That's a lie. Even when things are at their worst situation, if you can just keep your faith in knowing that you can definitely achieve and receive great blessings and miracles that can come into your life. But you have to keep your mind and heart open in order for you to have that opportunity to receive it. So just know for a fact that it can come about. Not it might come about, or it maybe can come about, or it should come about. No, it will come about, but you have to believe it in order to receive it. Okay, here we go. Our third and final breath. Breathe in deep. Our true identity of who we are, sons and daughters of God that have the ability to truly bring about great, awesome, and amazing success in our lives. But in order for these things to truly be, we have to start to see ourselves in a new reality. We have to start to know that we are sons of God. And like I said before in the past, even Lord Jehovah, who is the Father of Jesus the Christ, he said, "You are made in the likeness and in the image of God." The likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. You are made in the likeness and image of God. And because you are made in the likeness and image of God, that means that you are a God being. But because we've been taught that we aren't, that's what keeps us from being able to utilize our God-given power. Because we've been told that we are limited people that can achieve so very little. But we don't need to believe that lie. What we need to do is believe Lord Jehovah's truth that he spoke. He wasn't on a comedy show when he was writing this in the Bible. He was saying this, and it was written into the Bible because it was a very powerful statement. The only problem was that in the churches, it was never really focused on that we are God beings, that we are sons and daughters of God. These are things that were kept under the rug, that we weren't supposed to see or believe or even know that we had that ability. And the other side of it was that there were six books of Jesus the Christ, six disciples. Six of his disciples wrote books that spoke about the fact that we are sons and daughters of God. And those books are in what they call the lost books of the Bible. But unfortunately, these, again, were stripped out of the Bible because they didn't want the average person to know their true identity as sons and daughters of God. They wanted you to know that you're a limited person that can only do but so little. And because of that, that's what causes many of us to see ourselves in a very limited perspective, because that's what this society wants you to see is your reality, a limited person in poverty. And you don't have to be that. You don't have to accept that. But you can accept what Lord Jehovah said, that you are made in the likeness and image of God, which is a very, very, very powerful statement. But the bottom line is you need to focus on that and know that being that you are made in the likeness and image of God, that is a statement that is telling you you are a God being. You are a God being. And being that you are a God being, that means that you already have been born with your God-given power. But how can someone use their God-given power if they don't even know that it exists within them? How can someone use their God-given power if they've been told that they're a limited person and they believe that? How can you utilize your God-given power if you're going to see yourself from not as being a God being or a son and daughter of God, but see yourself as a human being that is limited and can, hey, come on, I'm just a human being, man. What do you expect for me to do? You know, having that kind of attitude tells you that you have been brainwashed by this society, which has successfully, unfortunately, brainwashed a lot of our people to see ourselves in that negative state of mind, that we are just very limited. And it is all a lie. It is a total lie. You are a son or a daughter of God that has awesome and amazing power. But the bottom line is you have to actually utilize that spiritual power and ability. And again, I give thanks to God in Christ for focusing on that and them allowing me to tap into my God-given power, because I was able to give vision back to the blind. I was able to give hearing back to the deaf. I was able to help some people that were on their deathbed. I never resurrected anybody from the dead, but hey, if you could help someone that is on their way to leaving their body and help them not to leave it, that is still a great blessing. We were able to come together in meditation and focus with different meditation groups to end violence, to bring about prosperity. These are things that we can do. It's not a question of can it happen. I already know it can happen. But you have to have confidence that your true identity It's going to set you free to live an awesome and amazing new reality. And once we start to see that we are made in the likeness and in the image of God because we are God beings, that is a very powerful statement. Very, very powerful. You are a God being, and you have the ability to do many awesome and amazing things. And being that these things can come about, all we need to do is to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have the ability to make it happen. And once we start seeing things from that perspective, then that's when we will truly, truly start to see our new reality. This is an amazing and wonderful time for us. Our time has come, and now we can raise our consciousness to higher heights in knowing who we truly are, not claiming to be a failure, but claiming to be a victorious success, claiming to be a true son or a true daughter of God, claiming to be a God being. And another aspect of this that is very powerful, and it even says in the Bible, be still and know that I am God. 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 You are a God being. There's no question about it. And being that you are, it's just a matter of you reopening your mind in true confidence and knowingness that you can get access to your God-given ability so that you can start to turn a lot of negative things around, not only in your life, but in the lives of others. And all I can say right now is I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these things can come about. Because when I saw a brother from Tennessee that was blind, and he could barely see anything, you know, it's just like when he saw a person in front of him, he just saw a black figure, but he couldn't see the person. He couldn't see their face. He couldn't see what clothes they had on. He couldn't see anything. He was definitely, definitely a blind person that was on his way to not being able to even see that after a while. And he was on his way down the tube. But the bottom line was, a sister brought him to me and said, hey, this is my boyfriend. I don't know what happened to him. We were about to get married. And, you know, I really want to see if we can, you know, do something for him. I heard about your healing meditation. And I know that, you know, if you've been able to help other people, you might be able to help him. What do you think? I said, yeah, definitely, let's do this. So I got on the meditation with him, and we did the meditation together for about a half an hour. And afterwards, his vision came back. And I was very, very thankful to see that he had his vision again. That was really, really wonderful. And like I said, even though this was something that I was able to do with him with the healing meditation, I called upon Jesus the Christ healing power to bless him. And he was a deacon in the church. So he definitely was someone that had faith in Jesus. And he felt that this was something that could happen and that would happen. And being that he had that confidence, that's what did happen for him. He got his vision back, and I was 100% glad to see that he was able to see again, because he could hardly see anything. And it was really sad to see that his vision was gone. But now that brother can see, and I'm glad to be a part of that. But it was Jesus that allowed that healing to come about. And I know many of the people that I have been able to help with the healing meditation, all of this came about through Jesus. And, you know, this was really great. And I did have another great healer as well, and his name was Sai Baba. And he was a great avatar in India. And he helped to heal a few people as well with me. And I was glad to see that as well. But the bottom line is that we are God beings that have the ability to tap into our God-given power. And that healing power of Christ and God, and the healing power of that dwells within us from God and Christ, we can utilize that. And we can start to see great and wonderful things come to be a new part of our reality. But the bottom line is we have to start to see that we have this ability, and we do have it. It's not a question of maybe we do, or I think we can, I think we might be able. No, let go of being a doubting Thomas or doubting Thomasina. Know for sure that these are things that can come about. And I'll never forget also one last healing that I'm going to mention to you was a sister that was in prison. And unfortunately, she was in a terrible accident on the bus on her way to seeing the judge. And basically, she had a concussion. And when she came back to the prison after she was there to see the judge in court to find out how much more time she had to spend in jail, you know, the judge told her that, you know, she could be out within 2 to 3 months. And I believe it was 3 months that she had to spend, 3 more months in jail. But anyway, she had the concussion for 2 weeks, and they kept lying to her and telling her that they were going to have a doctor come and take care of her, and they were going to give her some medicine for all the pain that she was in. But she was telling me, because I was on a talk show that a sister has in Brooklyn, and I was talking to them about the amazing power of meditation and how we can, you know, truly be healed by really focusing on the healing power of God and Christ and how we can bring all of this about. But anyway, the sister caught me on the radio show, and after the show was over, because I gave my phone number, and then she actually said, you know, brother, I am in terrible pain. She said, be honest with you, it feels like a hot knife is being stabbed into my mind every 5 minutes, and it's just, you know, turning into my brain, and I just can't take it any longer. This has gone on for 2 weeks with no kind of medicine, no doctor to see me or help me or anything, and my mind is I'm just about to lose my mind. But brother, do you think you might be able to help me out? I said, yes, let's see what we could do. And we got together with that, and when we did do the meditation on that, she said some of the pain was reduced in her mind. And she was very glad to see that it was some of a reduction, even though it wasn't all. And then she said, well, when's the next one going to be? I said, well, since you're in so much pain, we'll do the next one tomorrow. And we did the next one. And she said, again, pain was reduced again. You know, and she felt a lot more comfortable than she felt when, you know, before we talked and everything, because she said she was in extreme pain, and she felt she was about to lose her mind. And then she said, well, when's the next day? I said, tomorrow. And we did it again the third time, and the third time, all the pain was gone. All the pain was totally released and removed from her mind. And she was very thankful very, very thankful, because she said she knows that she was about to lose it. And she said if she would have lost her mind in prison, no telling what they might have done to her. They might have sexually abused her every day, you know, all kind of stuff they could have done to her, because she would have been so far out of her mind that nothing that she could have done to stop them or even say to them, because she would have just been totally out of it. So she was very, very thankful that we were able to do this healing meditation over the phone, and that she was able to get good results that saved her mind and saved her life as well. So I was very thankful to see that for her, because she was on her way out. And I'm very glad to see that she called me on that radio show and we were able to do the healing meditation. So the reason why I'm sharing this with you is to let you know that if I can tap into my God-given power that has blessed me to be able to heal a number of different people, then I know you can do it as well. If you don't want to be a healer, that's not a problem, but you can heal your life by magnetically drawing wealth into your life, by healing different problems you may have with health problems that you have, and, you know, by healing your mind from seeing yourself no longer as a loser, but seeing yourself as a winner. And these are things that you can do, no question about it, but you have to repeatedly see this on a daily basis and not see yourself constantly in that negative state of mind, but see yourself in that positive state of mind. And once you start to see it from that perspective, that's when you will be able to raise your consciousness to higher heights in God and Christ. And once you start to do those steps right there, you'll definitely be able to change your life. No question about it. You are not a limited person. You are made in the likeness and image of God. And as Jesus said, and I did experience this as well, he said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. The things I do, you can do, and even more. And like I said, when you can give someone their vision back, when you can save someone that's about to lose their mind and totally be flushed down the toilet in prison, no telling what they would have done to that sister when she was in prison, if she would have lost her mind in prison. 9 out of 10, they would have sexually abused her and on a regular basis and probably just made her a hole for a number of the workers there and things of that sort. And being that she would have been totally out of it, you know, she, you know, wouldn't be able to do anything. She wouldn't know about getting on the phone and calling people and telling people that she's being abused. She wouldn't know what she could do to stop these people from taking advantage of her and abusing her. She would have been in a terrible, terrible situation. And I am just very, very thankful that God blessed me to be able to bless her through the healing power of Christ Jesus. So all I could say is, as Jesus said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. These are things that we all can do. I'm not bringing these things up to brag about what I did. I'm bringing these things up to awaken people to the fact of what you can do. Because once you come into accepting your true reality as a God being, as a true son of God, as a true daughter of God, then you can truly start to see a new reality. And it's not even a thing where we might be able to bring about change, or maybe we can do this, maybe we are God beings that have been blessed with our God-ordained power to be able to bring about amazing, awesome, and just wonderful things that we can do in our lives, not only to be a blessing to ourselves, but to be a blessing to the lives of others. And with that being said, just for a moment, I would like you to focus on the fact that you are truly a God being that has the ability to really, really bring about awesome and amazing change in your life. And you do not need to feel that this is something that you will never be able to actually bring about. This is something that you can definitely bring about. All you have to do is start to see it and believe it, and you will achieve it. But in order for you to do these things, you have to be able to realize that this is your true reality. No question about it. You have the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things in your life. And the only thing that would keep you from being there and being able to achieve these great and wonderful things is that you may feel that this is something that you cannot do. But I'm telling you, you can do it. You have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is something that you can bring about. And if you can open your mind and your heart to start to see that this can be your great, awesome, and amazing new reality, then that's what's going to come about for you. But you have to start to know that this is something that can truly come about without a doubt. You have the ability to make these things happen in your life. No question about it. You have the ability. So all I could say right now is let us start to see our great and wonderful new reality. And we do not need to think that these things might come about. These are things that can definitely come about. No question about it. No question about it. So right now, focus on the fact that you are a God being that has the ability to truly accomplish great and wonderful and amazing things in your life.